You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Time to take a look at our pick of five things to do in Cape Town this weekend. And we start with the show our prize winners are all going to enjoy. Peter Pan on Ice. Just a reminder that the Imperial Ice Stars bring this magical tale of fairy dust and Neverland to a real ice stage at the Artscape Theatre. Now, this company includes more than 20 world, European and national champion skaters who take contemporary ice dance to a new level with their daring yet graceful performances. The show features awe-inspiring acrobatics, flying sequences, aerial gymnastics and even a spectacular fire on ice scene. Now, it's on Tuesdays to Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. with matinees on Saturday at 3 p.m. and on Sunday at 2 and 5:30. Book your tickets now through CompuTicket. The pricing ranges from 115 to 450 rand a head with special concessions for pensioners and groups of 10.
Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Our next pick of the week is also a family-friendly event. It's the first ever Milnerton Holistic Festival. And to tell us more, I'm joined by the organiser, Karen Levine. Please tell us what the festival will offer.
There's about 33 stalls altogether. There's about 10 stalls of different healing, massage, to tarot card reading and astrological readings. So all different kinds of body healing and mind healing. And then there's a lot of eco-friendly cleaning products and beautiful food stalls, fresh juices, and just lots of interesting stalls. And a well-known South African children's author also has a stall. She will be doing a storytelling as well. So there are quite a few events as well happening. Like at 9 o'clock there's yoga, 10 o'clock there's Qigong, 11:30 there's an art process workshop by a dancer, and then the storytelling. So there's a lot of things happening.
And it sounds like there's something for all members of the family. I assume this is a child-friendly event.
Yes, it is. There aren't sort of jumping castles and things, but there is food, there's live music as well. People travelling through Cape Town that will be singing for 2 hours. So people can sit and eat and enjoy the music as well. So and then, of course, the storytelling suitable for children.
Okay.
And while they're listening to a story, maybe the parents can have a bit of a chair massage or something. And then there's tables to sit and eat and drink. So, yeah, it's definitely for all ages, I think.
Okay. What time is it all happening tomorrow? And what is the venue for the event?
So the venue is the Jansen Road Community Hall in Milnerton. So that's near the Pick and Pay Center Point. The doors open at 9 and it closes at 2:30.
Is there a cost to enter? Are there tickets? And if so, where do we buy them?
We're not selling tickets, but as you enter the door, it's a 10 rand entry fee. And children under 12 are free. So that's basically, but then you do pay a minimal charge for massage or like the yoga class, for example, is donation-based.
Okay.
And then the other events are between 50 and 80 rand, which is very little compared to what those people usually charge.
Karen Levine is organizer of the Milnerton Holistic Festival happening tomorrow at the Community Hall in Jansen Road. Hope you have a wonderful day, Karen.
Thank you. You too.
Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Have you ever examined an art exhibition and wanted to know and understand more deeply what was going on in the mind of the artist? This weekend you'll have the opportunity to do just that, because Zeitz Mocha is presenting the first iteration in a series called Two Together, Artists in Dialogue. This whole show is built around major themes explored by artists from Africa and its diaspora, which are represented in the Zeitz collection. To explain more about what's on the menu this weekend, we hear from Storm Janssen van Rensburg, senior curator at Zeitz Mocha.
This Saturday, Zeitz Mocha will host Two Together, Artists in Dialogue, which is a new series of artist conversations that we are implementing this year, where we're bringing together two artists that are currently exhibiting together on our fourth floor and a recent rehanging of the museum's collection. We invited our first pair of artists to come and talk more about their work and also think about potential connections between them and their practice. And we're very excited to welcome Lungiswa Grunta, who's a South African artist, and then also Meshack Mazambu, who's a young artist from Zimbabwe. And both of these artists will talk about the thematic interest in their practice and how they possibly connect. And as I said, the exhibition that they're part of is a recent reimagining and hanging of the museum's collection that opened at the end of last year. And it was a good look for us as curators at the museum to think about wonderful connections between artists that come from different places, different perspectives, different geographies, and to start really thinking about how we are connected across borders, how we connect to other artists from the continent and from the African diaspora. And so we hope and excited about the possibilities that has emerged and will emerge through these engagements, also with the audience. So we are inviting the public to please come and join us this Saturday at 11 o'clock. And you can book through the website, which is zeitsmoker.museum, and our events page, and make a reservation. And the event is free with normal museum admission or with free with membership.
That was Stormy Jansen van Rensburg, Senior Curator at the Zeitsmoker Museum. If you'd like to attend the conversation, it's happening tomorrow morning from 11 until 12:30 at the Level 4 Collection Galleries at Zeitsmoker. Tickets are 200 Rand a head and can be booked online via web tickets.
You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
If you're in the mood for some music, then head to the V&A Waterfront tomorrow because the local band Los Tacos will be performing at the amphitheatre and you're invited at no cost. Formed in 2011, the band is a 10-piece blend of South African and Colombian artists known for their sexy grooves and fiesta flair. The music is a mix of original compositions and South American Latino fusion covers. Now, their debut album is set for release early this year. You can get a sneak preview if you direct yourself to the V&A Waterfront's amphitheatre at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Get there early to secure a seat. There is no charge to attend this concert.
Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
And finally, one of the perennial favourites of the Kirstenbosch Summer Sunset series is back this weekend, the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. The programme on Sunday evening includes Tchaikovsky, Saint-Saëns, Berlioz and Mendelssohn. Brandon Phillips will conduct with soloists Gabriela van Dürkheim on flute, Peter Martens on cello and Jordan Brooks on violin. Now, tickets cost 220 Rand for adults, 170 Rand for kids aged 6 to 21. Children under the age of 6 do not require a ticket. You can book in advance through web tickets or at Pick and Pay outlets nationwide. Gates open at 4 and the concert is Sunday evening from 5:30 until 7.
Play Cape Talk.
Join the conversation the smart way.
This is Cape Talk.